Thank you, Lucas. Yes, you're right. Cycling crossing or cycling intersections, that's definitely the issue we have to discuss here. For example, for Austria, the cycling crossing give the rate of way for the cyclists, but there's a regulation that the cyclists only have a speed limit of 10 kilometers per hour at the cycling crossing. So to consider it, the situation that there is not enough view for the car drivers to recognize a cyclist who is coming to the crossing, and it's not really a practical regulation, because also in my opinion, all these crossings could be solved as normal intersections with the normal tools for intersections, like traffic light, stop or yield, and that could be the better toolbox for this intersection than the cycling crossing. But the discussion is not as far gone in Austria that we will change that. For this definition, I would keep it as it is at the moment, and we have to discuss if, of course, it's part of a cycle network, because we also have to use the cycle crossing. If there are two cycle paths, then we need a cycle crossing crossing the intersection. At the moment in the regulations, and for a cycling network, a cycling crossing is definitely an element we can use. You also wanted to add something. Yeah. The floor is yours.